Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Jollis is here, and I'm glad he's here too. Rob is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. This is his 12th anniversary. He doesn't even know it, folks. He's the president of Jollis & Associates. He's the author of a couple of dozen books, something under a couple of dozen books, that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including The Way of the Road Warrior, including the Customer-Centered Selling, which is, as far as I'm concerned, at least one of the epistles, if not the Bible, of selling. And he's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, I started when I was 6 years old with you, and I've really grown up with you, and I feel good.
It's been a hard slog for me to raise you all these years, Rob, but happy anniversary. Thanks for 12 great years. Hey, Rob, before we get into selling, some of the selling stories that you're going to tell us later in the show, I want you to relay a story about your experience with the trademarks. You've had some interesting things to go on lately.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And, you know, in a sense, it does relate to selling because I have a company in Europe that does puts on a lot of programs for me, and we have a very nice relationship. But it was interesting because, you know, I've always kind of methodically trademarked a couple of terms, and people always ask me, gee, do you find people using your terms? And occasionally. Do you litigate? Never. And, and I'll tell you why. When this client in Europe called me, they said, we just got a letter from a lawyer, and this lawyer is threatening, is asking us to stop using the term customer-centered selling.
Which you've been using for probably 20 years.
Yeah, of course, and protected, which is not a big deal. But now, I guess you see the irony. What I really wanted to say to you as you asked the question was, I don't put on trademarks and register terms to litigate against others.
Right.
I do it so that I'm not litigated against. Mm-hmm. So that letter that my client received in Europe was answered rather quickly, and everything was okay in the world again. And they were very pleased with this that we were registered and trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
So the message in that little story is that I believe people don't realize that you're looking to protect yourself because, Jim, you're looking to trademark to protect. Let me just stay on that. Jim, you've built a brand. It's a tremendous brand.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine putting 20 years into this brand of yours and then find out somebody else has it?
Well,
you've built a brand for somebody else.
I own Small Business Advocate.
Sure. And it's not that you stay up late at night trying to figure out who might be using it. You just would like to continue to build your brand and not have somebody take it away from you.
That's right.
And I have to
do that because at least once to three times a year, somebody inadvertently tries to launch something with that name, and I have to call them up and say, hey, you can't do that. And they always, so far, they've always said, oh, I didn't know, I'm sorry, I'll change it, you know, they go do something else. Now, that doesn't mean that there are people out there who say, who are referred to as so-and-so, small business expert and small business advocate. Well, I can't stop that.
Right.
But they can't say they are the small business advocate or use that way because I own that. And when they try to name their blog that or their other radio show that or whatever, I can stop them from that.
And like I said, if you and I are going to put our elbow grease and our sweat equity in building something that we're proud of, let's at least protect it. And, you know, I'm not taking any business away from the lawyers. I hope they can find nice business. But I will tell you that I've gone through a few of them. And the last one I went through for the Blarticle was through LegalZoom, and it was actually quite affordable.
But, you know, the thing about it is protecting a name – protecting a brand, protecting something that you're going to either have or are going to invest in. It's not just so you can protect it, but it's also a process to find out if you might be infringing on somebody else before you can make too much of a commitment.
Well said. I don't think people realize that when you see something with a TM on it, that means it's pending. What's really going on is they're saying, okay, we have put Jim Blasingame in line.
Yeah.
As long as we can't find Small Business Advocate, you're the guy, okay?
Yeah.
But and if somebody else tomorrow wants it, well, they're going to be in line right behind you.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. The reason why people, it takes a while for that TM to go registered is that's when the search goes on. And good for everybody. If somebody had it before you, Jim, we'll build something else that makes sense for you.
That's
so
exactly
let's get
right.
It set now.
And don't think that just because you've had it, your brand, for 3 or 4 years, that you're still safe if you haven't done the search, because you could fly under the radar that long, make a big investment, and find out that you can't use that anymore. Right back after these messages with Rob Jollis. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.